Hi, I'm Deja.
I'm Namita.
And you're listening to How Do I you Say know This? Here? No.
Here's what I think?
No.
Where am I?
No. How do I say this? How do I say this?
How do I say this?
Hi, welcome to this episode of How Do I Say This? We're your hosts, as the header said. Yay! Want to introduce a topic?
Yeah, so this week we are stating that Angry Birds is an allegory of the Communist Manifesto.
Because it is.
Yeah, but we'll get to that in a little bit. So the reason this all came up in the first place is because over the summer I recently downloaded Angry Birds to a lot of hate. Because my grandma reminded me that I would play it when I was in middle school. And so I downloaded it for nostalgia's sake, but then I kept playing.
She's like addicted, my drug. Guys. It's really weird.
Yeah.
Like, randomly.
Well, now I got Deja hooked on it, too.
Not quite. I feel it gives me anxiety. I'm not gonna lie.
She's hooked.
There's so many pigs and, like, haram. I'm joking.
Deja can't look at a pig.
That, my guys, is her. I'm joking. So I don't know. It gives me a little bit of anxiety because I feel like if I don't win, like, I am the bird, you know, like, it is me flinging myself into the pigs to get my eggs back, which they have taken.
You really identify. You take this to another level.
I'm a bird person. Listen, when there's an offense to any bird, it's an offense to me.
You eat chicken. We ate chicken mac and cheese.
That's
today. Okay. I want everyone to know that Deja is a hypocrite and hates birds.
I wanna, if anyone knows a great method to pet a goose, let me know.
One time Deja and I were walking in the dark by ourselves, and Deja, I looked behind me because Deja was like, oh, look at those geese, and I was like, let's not go touch them, and I look behind me and Deja has wandered off behind the geese. I was
they just waddle around, little pet, like on the head, like a little bop.
I'm done. I told Deja, you know what, Deja, go pet a goose, but I will have my camera ready and I will feel no sympathy for you.
I think it'd be so much fun, you know? Like, I feel like it'd be a really good idea, not gonna lie.
Yeah. Everyone who thinks this is a great idea, please comment. We'll put up a poll. Should Deja touch the goose?
She should. I don't know. I don't know what's stopping her, honestly. This negativity, I can't have in my bubble anymore. This is just too much.
Tell that to the geese. Just do they want to be touched?
Maybe. Have they tried it? No. Do you think they'd like a good belly scratch? You don't know because you've never tried.
Your plan is to get them on their bellies? I thought you were just going to tap them on the back or the head.
That's when
your plan is to flip it over.
No.
With two legs up in the air. Not even all fours.
I mean,
and you
listen,
scratch its belly.
It starts. Listen, this is exactly how real relationship starts. It starts with a little coy touch, and then it moves further to the belly, and that's when you give it a good scratch. And I think it would enjoy it.
Why are you drawing comparisons about a relationship to touching a goose, Deej?
Because it starts with a touch. Like, how
hear that,
does
folks.
Somebody?
You heard it here first. It
listen,
starts
now
with
we
a
give
touch.
Out love advice.
Starts with a touch.
Who cares about Angry Birds and the Communist Manifesto? This is a love show. I'm joking. Anywho. So now, yeah. So if you know how to, an efficient and effective way to pet a goose, hit your girl up.
Or
let her know.
You don't have to.
No, please let me know.
Okay. So anyways, we are talking about Angry Birds, not geese.
Just birds.
Well, if there are any CS majors out there and you want to make that happen,
what?
Hit us up. Angry Geese.
Maybe. Oh, like the game is Angry
like
Geese.
Mad Geese. Oh, no, Deja touching the goose will be enough. I don't think you need an app. If you want to make an app where you launch Deja's at geese.
Oh my god.
Let us know. I'm interested. I'd give you my deets.
I feel like we could make a lot of money off of that. I don't know.
Mad Deej.
Oh my god. angry. Anyways, so since it's angry birds and it's not just geese, Namita, what are the different types of birds that Angry Birds has?
So you have your classic red, average Joe, you know, regular guy, 9-to-5 job.
Wow.
Nothing special, but it gets the job done.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Makes some money, whatever. Like
the most relatable out of all of the birds, I think.
The most average.
Actually, I don't know. I would say the most relatable one is the black bird, because the black bird is the one that blows up whenever it touches something.
Uh-oh.
So it doesn't matter what, it just always explodes at minor inconvenience. If it grazes the grass, boom.
So you're
gone.
Saying you personally identify with this black bird?
Yeah, I think like the bird, I go off at very minor inconveniences.
Interesting.
There's also the white bird that drops a fat egg from the sky.
How thick?
Whenever you
From the
down.
Sky.
Or from its butt. I don't know. In the sky, though.
Wait. Oh.
Airborne.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It's like Dumbo. Like those. Like the. I mean, it's not like, you know, the birds come in, like the pelicans or whatever type of bird, and come in and like drop each elephant's baby down into its little like corner. And they're like, wow, my baby.
Imagine having your child dropped through from a pelican.
It's really crazy. I don't know what type of, I don't know my birds, but it's some type of bird.
I really thought a Moog was. I thought
a
he
bird?
Was from
What?
Not a bird. I thought he was dropped from a pelican. I mean a stork. Never mind.
Oh, are they storks?
I don't know. Pelicans
don't know.
Are the ones with the fat beaks.
Yeah. The ones with the
anyways. So the white birds
right.
are the ones that drop fat dookies. Whenever
Wait.
They feel like it.
So it's is it to like get if there's like a particularly difficult wedged pig, is it to like crush it?
Yeah.
Just
don't you play
down?
The game?
I've never experienced white birds.
Oh my god, it's not that far ahead.
Listen, when I was saying
don't call yourself
anxiety.
A player if you don't know the game.
Have I called myself a player?
Fake
hoes only. Okay.
What else? Oh yeah, there's the yellow bird that
mm-hmm.
as soon as you I think this is the least relatable bird
mm-hmm.
because it's already soaring through the air minding its own business and then you tap down on it and it goes even faster.
Oh, it
what
does.
What the heck? If someone pushes me, I fall down. If someone
it slows me down infinitely.
At the minor mention of extra work, I just sit down. It doesn't matter where I am. On the street.
I will just plant my butt down.
If I'm on the toilet, I will just go deeper into the
toilet. I will sink that baby in.
If I think about all the work I have to do in the shower, just sit down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Showers are fantastic places to do that in.
Yeah. Just like.
Just
but it's not
sitting.
It's not like the yellow bird. Yellow bird is something else. For all you yellow birds out there, why?
I feel
why
like,
do you do this to yourself?
I feel like the yellow birds are like the ones who never get knocked down, who are like, oh, somebody told me I can't do something. I'm going to show them. I'm going to do it even better. I was never that kid.
No.
Like, I was that kid where if somebody was like, oh, no, this is just really hard, I'd be like, yeah, you're right. This is just really hard. I just can't do it.
Yeah, me after quitting every sport under the sun after one practice.
You were a tennis player, though, right?
I don't want to talk about it.
All right. Well,
I did it
PTSD.
Our snacks were chips and Oreos and
oh my God.
Nothing healthy.
All of our tennis team snacks were like orange. They were just literally just oranges.
Kay.
I was like, what pathetic people don't know how to live their life.
Well, it's what we used to have before games. Oreos. Tons of them. Really,
Wow.
It was like our team drug.
Wow. Wait, we have bluebirds as well,
better
right?
than the baseball team, which is straight up cocaine.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know if that's
it's
true.
It's baseball season, my dudes.
I don't know if that's true, but I do know that one of the baseball players from my town is now a cocaine dealer at a certain
really?
College in Rhode Island.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, that's
Can
crazy.
I say that on air?
Yeah, I mean, it's not live. It's fine, I hope.
Oh, yeah.
So we have bluebirds as well.
The bluebirds are kind of like when, well, first of all, the bluebirds, when you touch it, it splits into three.
Yes.
And it's kind of like a master of disguise, you know? Like, if Chris Angel was a bird, he would be the blue ones. You know what? We're going to put a poll on our Instagram story where you can tag yourself, what bird are you?
Yeah,
we'll put a category called other.
Yeah.
Oh, there's also the green bird, the boomerang bird.
Oh my gosh, I've never played.
There's
that
also
one
a pink
either.
And an orange bird.
Oh my God, that's
for all you experts out there.
Wow.
I don't know if we can cover it in this episode.
Wow.
Maybe you'll see for yourself.
Yeah. Okay. Fair. Okay, so those are all the birds. Now, are there different types of pigs, or are all the pigs the same?
There are, like, little pigs, and then there's big pigs, and then there's pigs with bad teeth.
Oh.
And then there's, like, the head honcho pig who wears a crown, and his teeth are also bad, but in, like, a gangster way.
Oh, I see. It's, like, a smooth criminal way.
Yeah.
Ah.
So, but they're all green. They're all pigs.
Do we think the pigs' feelings get hurt when the birds, like, attack them?
You know, I don't know. They just seem to vanish. When you hit them, they just go poof, 5,000.
Because
you get 5,000 points.
Where do you think they go?
Where nobody knows your name. The anti-cheers.
I see. Yeah, so when Namita was first telling me about this game, I was like, what's the problem with the pigs? Why are they terrible, and why are they taking property of the birds? But then we found out that, according to Business Insider, the pigs aren't evil. They're just desperate for food. And naturally, like in the real world, pigs just eat bird eggs.
Yeah.
Because that happens in real life.
Can we also talk about how this is from Business Insider?
This is from
What kind of business was this author in?
Business.
And how can I get that job?
Big facts. I feel like this, I bet this article paid well. Like, I bet it got so many ads just because a bunch of random kids were probably like, I wonder what the story behind Angry Birds is. Like us. And then there was probably a lot of ads on it, and people probably clicked on those. And that's why this person probably got paid a lot, because Business Insider was like, oh, this is attracting a lot of attention.
Yeah, but what about my Bunyan articles?
That's not my problem.
Check out my Bunyan articles. Not like I have a foot bunion, but the BU bunion.
Interesting.
Way better than Business Insider.
I feel so, you know, pigs didn't have to take these birds' eggs. Like, I disagree with this Business Insider article, because I don't think the pigs are just simply desperate for food. If they were truly nice, if they were not evil, then they wouldn't have taken the birds' eggs. What they would have done, like any normal pig, is train their bodies to only graze on the grass. And therefore, we would have evolution of pigs, so that the pigs that lived there would only graze on the grass, and their digestive systems would change. It would be fantastic. And then it would only take one generation. I bet a ton of them would die. But I think we could make this work. Evolution could happen, where their digestive systems just are like, we don't need eggs, we only need grass. It'd be fantastic. Listen, knowledge is power.
Yes.
Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I get a lot of hate for my Angry Birds.
Mostly
occasional dabblance and Angry Birds.
I don't know how well that word settled in my stomach.
Good. Are you sure it wasn't the mac and cheese we ate earlier?
Yeah, that's quite rough.
And you know, I think it has a lot to do with the movie, because when I tell people, oh, the only game I have on my phone is Angry Birds, they're
that's
like,
the only game you have on your phone?
I had BitLife.
You deleted it?
Yeah, because it made me depressed, because I would get really excited when I was in my 20s and 30s, and when I got to my 80s, I was like, when am I gonna die now?
Wait.
Yeah, and I got really depressed, so then I took it off.
Wait, you don't play any other games?
What
do you do on, like,
on the toilet? Is that where you're going?
Yeah, yeah.
I play Angry Birds.
No, what did
why
you do before
so
that?
Why is this so hard to believe? I didn't really play games. I don't know
that's
why.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, I can't believe I've become that person, because when I was little and I used to see people on their smartphones and they'd be like, I don't have games. I'd be like, oh my God.
Yeah.
What a waste. But now I don't know.
You monster.
Yeah. I'm not disagreeing with you.
Oh, that's crazy. You probably eat, like, human bones.
You know
dessert.
Exactly what I ate. I ate the mac and cheese with you today.
Okay, anyways. So you do get a lot of hate for it.
I do, and I think it's because of the movie. Because they made this movie, and you know what? I didn't think it was that bad. Hot take, wasn't that bad.
Why did you watch it?
My brother wanted to watch it, okay?
How old was your brother?
I'm not responsible for this. I think he was, like, how old is he now? 15? I think he was, like, 11. And so, or whenever it came out, whenever it came onto Netflix, that's how old he was. Probably, like, 11 or 12. And we watched it. Wasn't that bad, but it got a lot of hate because it's just like a video game movie. But you know what, guys? There's also an emoji movie, and that movie sucked, but we still use emojis, don't we, Jan?
So you watched that movie too?
No, I didn't.
Oh, so you don't know whether or not it sucked.
Well, I think according to the Rotten Tomatoes.
Uh-huh.
Let's look it up right now.
I bet it did really well. What if it actually did really well?
It's rated PG for rude humor. It is a 7% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Written by who? Illiterate children who don't know how to do things on Rotten Tomatoes? It was probably amazing. They're probably like, oh my god, this is definitely 70%.
By 123 reviews.
Yeah, so there are a lot of kids in the world. I don't see the issue.
It made $86 million in the box office.
How much did it cost to make?
10.
86 is...
10.
A lot.
Anna Faris is in it.
Anna Faris is in it?
Maya Rudolph, too.
What the heck?
What a questionable career decision. Yeah. Okay. Well.
So.
Deja is our resident history minor. And so she is going to go off on the Communist Manifesto. Take it away, Deej.
So, where was I going with this? Okay, so the Communist Manifesto was written out by our problematic faves. Problematic problems. My bad.
Yeah, I wouldn't call them anyone's problematic faves.
Yeah, they were quite problematic, and they were problems. Marx and Engels. So... me, being the history minor that I am, have a couple, perhaps arguably inaccurate, accurate theories about the birthers of the Communist Manifesto, our problematic problems, Marx and Engels. So some, like history.com, say that they wrote it out of discontent for capitalism. However, I'm not convinced. I think they wanted to buy horses from their local warlord. They didn't have enough money, so they decided to start an emo punk rock screamo band called Red Scare. In the process of recording their second EP, they wanted to push the limits of their vocal cords and write a 2-hour long song. Soon, Marx and Engels realized that they poured all of their woes into the song and made it into a manifesto that declares their thoughts on the social order of the world. And when this failed, disgruntled and disillusioned, they turned to political ideology that has continued to suppress thousands around the world and also provide a stylish logo for Kim Kardashian's wardrobe.
This is referring to the 2016 incident of Kim Kardashian being photographed in a sweatshirt with the communist logo.
I would say that's one of the lowest points of the Kardashian family, but I know they've gone lower.
Yeah, and I mean, she wore this to the Nutcracker with her daughter and Kanye West. So... maybe she was having an off day. Maybe she thought it was a new kind of streetwear.
Maybe. TBT to when Melania wore that Zara sweatshirt jacket that said, I don't care, when she was visiting the hungry? The homeless?
Oh,
something.
No.
It was very off. Anywho.
Poor taste. Can someone say yikes o'clock?
So, essentially what I'm saying is that Marx and Engels were like, we're gonna produce music, this is really cool, like, yeah, screamo, angry, we're so upset and angry, we need money, because we want horses. And they decided that they were so upset that they were like, you know what, why don't we just politics? So that's what they did. Yeah. Let's start with what connections we found in between the game and the Communist Manifesto written by these two screamo men.
So, one of the things that SparkNotes says that the Communist Manifesto says is that class struggles, or the exploitation of one class by another, are the motivating force behind all historical developments. That was taken straight from SparkNotes, by the way. I don't know anything about history. Anyways,
me neither, but okay.
moving past that. She's a scholar.
Not really. Okay.
So by saying class struggles, we see the struggle between the pigs, the ruling class, who've been exploiting the birds, the working class. And that is the entire drive behind this whole game. The whole point of the game is that the birds are meant to overthrow the pigs. And that's exactly what Marx and Engels said about the different classes.
Interesting, interesting. So then we have class relationships are defined by an era's mean of production. What does that mean? So I think what this is that we have eggs, which are being produced by birds. And the class relationships are the proletariat, who are the birds, and the bourgeoisie, who are the pigs. And the relationship is defined by the eggs because the proletariat are producing these eggs, who then the bourgeoisie take, or which then they take. And I think that's quite a defining factor because it really shows how the pigs have power over the birds. But then, plot twist, the birds fight back. Not plot twist, because that is also in the Communist Manifesto. Because there's a natural rebellion that's going to happen anyways because, you know, capitalism.
Wow. What a great history minor.
I know nothing.
So the other point about the Communist Manifesto is that a revolution will eventually occur and the new class will emerge as the ruling one. And it represents the march of history as driven by larger economic forces. Again, all taken from SparkNotes. I don't know anything about this.
SparkNotes, please sponsor us.
Please don't sue us. Because that's why I keep citing them. Anyways, if the revolution is occurring and a new class emerges, the ruling one, at the end of every episode that you finish of Angry Birds, there's a scene where they show the birds getting closer and closer to defeating the pigs. And you know that the birds are the one who are making the eggs, the valuable product in this system. So eventually, the birds get closer and closer to ultimately winning. I haven't gotten to the very end of the game, but when I do, I'll let you guys know what happens. If you even care.
What if in this world, pigs are the ones who produce the eggs and they're just protecting their own eggs, but the birds were like, we want to try those? And the birds are trying to get the eggs from the pigs.
They're just trying to win back what they made.
No.
Kind of like the, what?
No, like the pigs, they're the pigs' eggs. But the birds are like, we want them. And that's why they hurl themselves literally to the pigs.
But then why does the pig have the eggs?
Because were you listening? At the beginning of this, I was like, what if in this world, pigs produce the eggs? What if they just lay eggs? What if they weren't mammals? What if birds were the mammals?
Oh.
But the birds were like, ooh, eggs. We want to try that.
Does everyone see why I didn't follow this in the first place?
It could be.
Just
Who
a
knows?
Girl looking for some justification.
I mean, do
here.
Pigs eat eggs? Like, no.
Do I eat eggs?
Yeah. Oh, they're so good. But what if, like, the birds were like, oh, yes, like, little deviant birds, like, we're gonna get the eggs, like, we want to try that out, like, those look mega stellar, and the pigs are like, these are our eggs, and the birds are like, nah, we're gonna get them, and then that's what it stemmed from.
Could be. You can make that the plot of Mad Goose.
Nice. I like the wraparound humor. It was good. Thanks. It was good. I appreciate it. Cool.
Your turn.
Cool. So again, I think this is taken from SparkNotes.
This is all taken from SparkNotes.
Thanks.
None of this is taken from my own personal knowledge bank. Also known as my brain.
My brain. Anyways. So because of this, the proletariat will lead a revolution. It's natural. It's a thing that's going to happen. They're suppressed. The birds are suppressed. They will lead a revolution. They will rebel, and that's what's happening. They are throwing themselves at these pigs to kill, vanish them, to poof them, to 5,000 point them.
Nice wrapper.
Thanks. To get their property back. The children, I guess. Wait. What if the... oh my gosh, what if the pigs are like, we hate you birds, we're gonna eat your kids. That is what's happening, I guess. But what if it's like a conscious effort where they're like, ha ha ha, we're gonna eat like the birds.
Oh, like
a
more evil. Well, Business Insider said the pigs aren't evil, so I don't know who you want me to believe.
Business Insider is also writing about Angry Birds, so what do you, like, what do you want from them, you know?
Anyways, the, I don't want to be criticized on my news sources. Anyways, the last bit, I'm sure there's more, we got bored
of reading the Communist Manifesto.
Yeah, I mean, reading the summary really. Of the Communist Manifesto, is that capitalism is inherently unstable, and I feel like it goes without saying that the pig structures are pretty unstable, because if your average Joe red bird can smash through them, what can't?
Exactly.
Capitalism better watch out.
Although I will say, birds have pretty strong beaks. Like, those babies are sturdy, you know?
Have you seen the red bird?
Yeah, but, like, beaks in general, like, even, like, your average Joe beak would be pretty strong. At least, it wouldn't break through ice, but I feel like it would definitely get really, really stuck in there.
Yum. Red Robin. Yum. Sponsor us. Anyone. Literally.
Literally anyone. But, speaking of sponsors, welcome to our ad break.
That was good. I like that one.
Thanks. Tired of picking up your favorite protein bar only to find that it has 90 grams of sugar? Ever stop mid-meal and think, I wonder what Littlefoot, the brontosaurus, tastes like? Introducing Rogs! Loaded with your daily required dose of sediment and potential fossils, you can rest easy knowing that your snack will only cause mild indigestion and potentially blocked digestive system. Now, in just one bite, you can acquire your daily dose of pterodactyl, tyrannosaurus rex, and trilobite. Visit us at pebbletothemetal.com/rocks/rocksnacks. Not affiliated with Pop Rocks, Rocky Road Ice Cream, or Fruity Pebbles.
Ever look at a crab and think, I want to know what you know? Think no longer with nail clippers. Our tested scientific method allows the user to wield two nail clippers, one in each hand, to click open and close to a preset rhythm mimicking the crab's natural clicking rate. Why would I want these, you ask? We don't know. You're the creep still listening to this ad.
Welcome back to, how do I say this? Again, we're talking about, you guys know
what we're talking about, Deej?
You're right. I mean, this is a podcast. This isn't a radio show. Like, y'all know what we're talking about. This is one streamed thing, you know?
I guess.
Weird.
Where
okay.
Where are we?
So, who is this? Anyways. So, we decided what would be a cute little quirky little exercise is to read out sentences that our phones made for us. So they're communism themed.
I want to clarify, this is through auto text.
This is through auto text. This is not from our own minds. This is something our phones produced. All we did was click words from our thumbs. We did not actually type them out. And
we just gave it some buzzwords.
Yes.
Specifically communism.
Yes. So, and we haven't told each other what our sentences are. We just try to get the most heinous things possible. So who wants to go first? Do you want to go first?
Yeah, I can go.
Okay.
So my phone decided to say that the communist state is not working against my Chipotle tonight, so I'll let you know what time. Marxiste, the app, is good for the price, but I gotta do the free version. Engels was a really, really bad experience at work, and I got no sleep last night. And I think you can tell what most of my personal buzzwords are. No sleep, free version, and Chipotle tonight.
Okay, interesting. So mine also started out very similarly. The communist state is not, oh, my bad. I don't know why I said it like that. I don't know why I hesitated. The communist state is not going home to the West Village, but yeah. Y-A. Yeah. Karl Marx was just told that he would be there at the door. The proletariat has always happened in a real life, man. So, again, I don't know why, but apparently West Village is something my phone has picked up from me.
And yeah.
And yeah. And door? I don't think I mention doors very often, but I guess my phone has this misconception that I'm like some type of door person. I don't know.
A door file?
A door file? I don't know. I'm sure there is a word. I wonder. And real life man.
Yeah, do you often text someone? I think I saw someone today, but I'm not sure.
I don't know. A little hazy. Thoughts? I mean, I do say man a lot. Like, I call people, like, dude, bro, man.
Man.
Whoa, man.
Woman.
Woman. Yellow. Anyways. Yellow. So, we also were like, you know what? If we were a bird in Angry Birds, which one would we be?
I mean, I think I kind of already said it already with the blackbird. That kind of just, like, you know, just super freaks out. like, freaks out minor inconveniences.
I see. I feel like that kind of bird is, like, I mean, it's not blue, but, like, I feel like it'd be, like, a blue jay. Like, those get really upset if anyone comes anywhere near their, like, nest.
I think it's just, were you stalking this bird? Were you stalking?
No. So we used to have a little blue jay nest right on top of our entrance. And for a few months, people couldn't come up to our entrance because these birds would literally dive at them.
That's concerning.
A little bit. But then the birds hatched and then they flew away and that nest isn't there anymore and the birds are gone. So people can use our entrance again. So if you want to come to my house, which you should not because nobody knows where I live, you can come through the entrance. I'll let you in. If you're not a weirdo.
But you
just don't be weird. And it's fine. Just can't be a weirdo. No weirdos allowed in my house. It's
why
a
did you say no one knows where you live?
Because no one knows where I live.
I know where you live.
Do you?
Yeah, I do, because I sent you your phone case address once.
You're right. You're a weirdo.
Yeah, I am.
Not allowed in my house.
I won't say what it is, but it's on my Amazon if I ever need it again.
Oh my gosh, you have, like, a weapon. Yeah, anyways. Yeah. Okay. I feel like...
What would you...
I'm trying to think. I feel like I'm truly just the average Joe. Like, very middle of the road. Like,
okay.
I'm not special. I get the job done.
Okay.
Like, if someone's like, I need a body there, I'll be like, I have a body. I can be there. That's fine. I mean, in the sense where if they're like, I was thinking like, oh, I need another person to fill my class. Otherwise, like, this class is going to get canceled. Then I'll be like, yeah, I can exist there. That's fine.
I feel like you're more, I didn't mention this because we aren't at the expert level yet.
Uh-oh.
But I think you're like the green boomerang. It just like flies out super fast, full energy. And then at a certain point, it's like, I'm tired. Aww. And then zooms back. But it doesn't make it back to where it started. It hits something and then it just kind of
falls. Oh, yeah. So, okay. See, I've never encountered that one before, that bad boy before. So I would agree. I feel like a lot of the times I like jump into things very excitedly. And then very quickly I realize didn't want to jump into that excitedly. I've wasted all this energy on something that's mildly exciting. And then I'm like, time to go home. And then I'm so excited to go home.
Time to go to bed.
Then I, like, hit something, and I'm like, damn.
Good night.
Yeah, truly. Good night, moon.
Good night, sun.
Yeah.
Good night, ComEv.
Good night, ComEv. Good night, roly-polies next to me. Fun story about roly-polies. When I was, like, 7 or 8 at my elementary school, I used to play with, you know, our local roly-polies.
So believable.
And, one roly-poly gave birth in my hand. Like, straight up. I didn't know what was happening. And then all of a sudden, it, like, stops. And I'm like, why did you stop in the middle of my hand? And a bunch of little white things came out of it. And I'm like, what is that?
Oh, my God.
And I didn't understand what it was until later on when they started crawling on my hand. Because, you know, apparently as soon as roly-polies are born, they, like, start walking. I don't know.
Do you mean
this
rolling?
Could just be a fever dream. But I don't think it is because I vividly remember that day. Because I remember I was out on the playground. Roly-poly gave birth. And then I was like, no! And then I hit my hand. This is so bad of me. I don't even know if I want this on here. Anyways. I hit my hand very aggressively on our railings to get the roly-polies off of me. Because I was like, no! So I was smacking my hand. In a similar fashion to, if anyone's seen that Vine, of a woman hitting her hand at the door of a closed bus and screaming to let her in. However, in my case, it wasn't to let me in. It was to get the bugs off. So picture this. A 7-year-old girl, little girl, banging her hands against this railing because I was like, get these off. These are weird bugs. But, like, I used to play with bugs all the time. So why did the birth of them freak me out?
I think it was your first interaction with the life. Sex talk.
Oh my god, you're right. I was premature then.
Do you guys know I'm a psych minor?
We do now.
I'm really good at analyzing.
Odd flex, but okay.
Can you imagine? It's such a yeah, I'm really good at analyzing and diagnosing your inner thoughts. I'm a psych minor.
I mean, I don't know. I can, like, read people really well. Like, I don't know about you, but, like, as soon as I see someone, I'm like, boom, boom, boom. Like, this is who you are. And they're like, oh, no. Like, this is who I am.
They're like, who are you? I've never seen you before in my life. And then, like, but I've seen you in your dreams.
Yeah.
I think that's the plot of Inception.
I think so, too. I would agree with that.
I don't understand Inception.
I love that movie.
Weird movie.
We watched that in our history class with my really hot history teacher.
Someone say Zeddy.
Fred, if you're listening, the secret's out. You were my hot history teacher. So there it is, folks. Anyways, back to the Communist Manifesto and Angry Birds. So we have this theory. Namita, take it away. I feel like you'd be very good at this. Psych minor Namita, I feel like you'd be very good at this.
I'm just trying to make some read. Okay, so we I read by us as by the US and I was just gonna be like by the government. So we theorize that the birds are actually not in control the way that they think they are, or the way that the Communist Manifesto says that they think they are. The Communist Manifesto doesn't say that.
Well, in our world, it does. In our world, so it does. Play along, guys.
So in our world, the birds are suppressed by us. And we say that because the birds don't move once you put them in trajectory. And once you decide what path to put them on, they just go. And if you tried doing that with, like, pigeons, you would throw the pigeons up, but then the pigeons would fly away whatever direction they'd please. But these birds just kind of do whatever you say. And if you want it to speed up, you know when to do it. If it wants to explode, you can make it explode whenever you want. So it's literally under our thumb because we literally push the screen and tell them what to do. We never told them they couldn't fly. They just don't do it. Which makes us wonder, why?
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 Well, that's all the time we have today, folks.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, you know, it's crazy, you know? Go check up on your birds. All the birds. In your neighborhood, in your lawn, in your backpack.
Safely.
Everywhere.
Safely.
Safely
do
check
not,
up on them.
Do not do what Deja does.
Do not suppress them under your thumb and make them fly. That, my friends, wouldn't be fun. But, you know, go talk to them. Have a nice chat, you know? A little talk. Tweedle, tweedle. Gauge their take on this topic. Learn the language. Don't be disrespectful to our fellow winged warriors. I hope this finds you well, birds. Good night.
Good night, moon.
Good night, sun. Anyways, thanks for listening. This is the end of the podcast.
We'll see you next time on How Do I Say This?
Where are we?